Baby. Driving. No purchase necessary.
The following is a live show streaming from two radio show producers / sports fans. Ray Atkinson and Josh Hall have one mission: to gain your attention. This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Well, this is an interesting turn of events right here for the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson, without Josh Hall. Where is he, you might ask? Well, had a little bit of a state of emergency that he had to be taken care of, so I will be captain of this ship, first mate of this ship, crew member of this ship, pretty much flying solo here on the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All this week. I am Ray Atkinson, and you can catch the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All on sfmsports.net. Also, check us on Facebook, the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All podcast. Like us on Twitter, at bsportsfree, the number 4, all. Also, check out Josh's blog. It's pretty good. It's the Sunday Night Sports Delight. See, I got it, Josh. I got it here. It took me a little less time to get this blog name over your old one, which was the Monday Sports Mornings, whatever. I've already forgotten it, so it is what it is right here. But hey, the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All has a pretty good announcement to make right now. We have new homes here. Yes, expansion. We are going public. Wait, hang on one second. We're already public. This is a public podcast, so we're broadcasting to the world. That means that the public already knows about us. Well, anyway, we have new homes on the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. SFMSports.net is our primary home. It will continue to be for the foreseeable future. But now you can catch us on different podcasting distribution platforms such as Stitcher and Spreaker. Yes, we are expanding here on the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, 800 likes strong on Facebook, and we are ever-growing. Now, on this week's show, we got the Terps. Obviously, Terps are big deal right now because they've got Wisconsin coming up on Tuesday, number 5 Wisconsin coming up on Tuesday, and quite the obstacle in the road for the Maryland Terrapins, but this one is at home. So Maryland is 16-1 right now, and we'll see what they can do against the juggernauts in Wisconsin. Lost to them in the beginning, but that was in the Badgers' house. Now it's time to go to Xfinity Center. And now we also have the women who are, what might I say it? The inaugural year in the Big Ten, the women win the Big Ten season championship. Yes, the Maryland women have won the Big Ten regular season title. How about that? They defeated Penn State. They handled Penn State, pretty much took care of Penn State. And it was pretty much not a contest from the beginning. The Maryland women continued to roll and could very well be one of only 3 unbeaten teams in Big Ten history. So that's a little bit exciting to watch right here. Now, also, Orioles spring training, pitchers and catchers, they finally have reported. Yes, pitchers and catchers have reported, but you wouldn't know it's spring training looking out your window right now here in Baltimore. It's still snow covered outside. And depending on what day of the week you listen to this, still very, very cold. Kind of a, you know, 180 that we had from Sunday. I mean, you had the big, huge freeze, the lowest temperatures we've had in over 20 years last Friday, and then all of a sudden it goes up to 45 degrees on Sunday, and now all of a sudden it's back down to close to zero. So, Mother Nature, make up your mind, okay? You are, without a doubt, really bipolar this winter. Is it ironic, though, that before this past week where we had the big chills, the big snow, the big squall storm that we had the couple Saturdays ago, that was huge, and then you had 35-mile-an-hour winds with a negative 28-degree wind chill, and that just pretty much caused this mild winter to go to a extremely cold winter. Well, let's put it this way. We're Baltimore, the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. Could be worse. We could be in New England right now where they are tunneling out of their houses. They are tunneling out, and things are just looking too grim in New England. But you wouldn't believe that spring training is going on right now. Pitchers and catchers have reported, and now we shall see what exactly the Baltimore Orioles can do going into a 2015 regular season. Also, it has finally been announced. It is official. It is on the docket. Signed, sealed, delivered. The wax is dry. Manny Pacquiao will take on Floyd Mayweather Jr. Tell me who wins. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'll talk about this fight for a little bit here. Got some time to kill here on the Baltimore Sports Free For All by myself right now. So, Maryland, they got a big game coming up against Wisconsin. It's on Tuesday, and Wisconsin's ranked fifth. I mean, they're first in the Big Ten. They hold a three-game lead over Maryland in the Big Ten. Oh my God, this is terrible. Well, anyway, Maryland has knocked off a top five team in the past year. It was actually Virginia last year, their last regular season game in the Atlantic Coast Conference before they moved to the Big Ten where they were going to get their ass kicked. Yeah, I say that a lot, but I just love rubbing the faces of those people that were just the extreme doubters. They're the biggest doubters out there that wanted to say, hey, Maryland, they don't stand a chance, the Big Ten. They're making a big mistake. Oh, it's all about the money. They should just come out and admit it. They did admit that it was all about the money. That from day one, they admitted it was all about the money. There's no sugarcoating that. There's no covering that up. They knew that the move to the Big Ten was all about the money. And now you see them on the Big Ten Network. You don't have to go on a website or something like that to watch them. You don't have to watch the stream or anything like that. It is right there on your television. If you have cable, it is right there on your television in crisp, clear, high definition. Production values up through the roof right now. Big Ten Network up through the roof with their production values. Maryland is featured in a lot of commercials and a lot of promos. There's a lot of spotlights on Maryland on the Big Ten Network, something they did not have in the ACC. Not really knocking the ACC here. They just need to get a network just as good as Big Ten Network, because right now Big Ten Network's production values, they can't be matched right now by a college sports network. But anyway, Maryland has to go up against a juggernaut in the Wisconsin Badgers. Okay, it's going to be at home, though. So that's a good thing, right? I mean, Maryland, they're 16-1 at home. 7-0 in the Big Ten at home. Xfinity Center is their safe zone, is their haven, is their home. That is where they belong. It is Xfinity Center. Of course, it all will change when you've got to play in March and then you're playing at neutral sites and you don't really know exactly what kind of a hostile environment you're going into, what kind of a crowd you're dealing with, and what kind of teams travel and where you're going. But right now, they have to take care of business for Wisconsin. Maryland actually jumped up to number 14 after a victory over Nebraska. And let's just say this. They beat Nebraska 69-65. Melo Trimble, clutch. It was a close game all the way until the end, until Trimble went off. And this seems to be the theme of this year for the Maryland Terrapins, is Melo Trimble going off on opposing teams, breaking ankles. That's what he does. I mean, come on. That's Melo Trimble right now. Please don't be a one and done. Stay with Maryland for your senior year, all the way up to your senior year. It would be wonderful. You would be the biggest thing here in Maryland since Len Bias. Maybe. Well, that's saying a lot, unfortunately, because Len Bias was the greatest player to not play in the NBA. But we all know the history there. They beat Nebraska 69-65. It was close all the way down to the wire. Free throws were key, and Maryland is the second best free throw shooting team in the nation, okay? The nation belongs to Maryland in terms of free throws, because I've always said this, you make your free throws, you win your games, and you don't give away free points, because, hey, that's what free throws are, they're free points. I'm John Maddening it right now, so it's madness, let's move on to Wisconsin. Evan Smotrich, a better player, he's healthy. They've got Des Wells, also healthy. They went up against Virginia, was the one top five team they went up against this past, this year, okay? They beat Virginia last year, last game of the ACC regular season, and they went up against them again this year in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. They lost to them, but that was because they were without Evan Smotrich and also Des Wells. Both of those guys are healthy right now. Des Wells has come back with fire, okay? Four out of the last five games, Maryland has won, and they've won it all because of Trimble, Smotrich, Wells, and Jake Layman, okay? All these guys right now are key cogs in the Maryland machine. And they have got to step it up big time, because this is the big test of the season. Can you hang with top 10 teams ranked as a 14th overall in the AP? Can Maryland do that? This is the longest that they have been ranked in the top 25 in over 12 years. We're witnessing something special here, Terps fans. We are witnessing something very special here in Xfinity Center. Why do I keep doing that? I guess it's just because it's the multiple syllables in Xfinity. Four syllables in Xfinity, and that's causing me to make a center turn into senator. So, Josh, if you're listening to this right now, you can make fun of me all you want. Listeners of the Baltimore Sports Free For All, you can make fun of me too on our Facebook page at the Baltimore Sports Free For All podcast and on our Twitter at BSportsFree, the number four all. I stress it overall, once again, over and over again, until you guys get it in your head. Like our podcast, like our Twitter, subscribe to us, do everything possible. Save our RSS feed in your iPod and your iPhone and your Android phone, okay? We don't really discriminate here. Bronson and Frank Kaminsky, those guys are the double duo for Wisconsin. And right now, three-game conference lead. They play amazing defense. They just recently whacked Minnesota. In Minnesota, Andre Hollins was their lead scorer. He averaged 15 points a game. Okay, nothing to really shy away from, okay? Andre Hollins has had a pretty good year. However, you know what he did against Wisconsin? One basket. 2 points. A guy that averages 15 points a game averaged 2. That's it. Just 2 points. Wisconsin right now is on a 10-game winning streak. If Maryland is going to pull this off, Melo Trimble, Evan Smotrich, Dez Wells, Jake Lehman, those guys need to play like they've never played before. Melo Trimble needs to be the dominant force on the court that he's been the last couple of games, okay? If that doesn't happen, Maryland is not going to defeat Wisconsin. But with the home crowd and everything else that just... It just seems like Maryland becomes a totally different team in front of that home crowd. They just have multiple personalities here. And they just light a fire and a switch gets turned on. And all of a sudden, Maryland has the home court advantage. I believe they might pull this off, okay? I think that right now Wisconsin is a hot team, and they just rolled over Minnesota, but at the same time, Maryland is rebounded from their skid. They've won some close games here. I mean, you could say, what about Nebraska and Penn State? But at the same time, Maryland has finally seemed like they've turned a corner when they were falling, because they were falling, okay? They weren't falling worse than gas prices back in December. I mean, those things took a huge tumble. Now they're on the rise again, boo. But Maryland's also on the rise again, not as much as gas prices, but still on the rise to where I believe that you go with a team that's been hot, with a rising team, unstoppable force, immovable object cliche, anybody right here? I think that Maryland will pull this off, and they'll be able to get a win. It's going to be close, okay? It's going to be very, very close. And if they win this one, maybe top 10?
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
I am Ray Atkinson, your host on whenever you're listening to this show. I was going to say one fine evening, one fine day. Can't really define that with an on-demand podcast. You guys download whenever you want to, whenever you want to listen. And really, I got no control over that other than the time that I upload, which is now every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Yes, we're going to be consistent here on the Baltimore Sports Free For All from here on out. Consistency on sfmsports.net, our home, our humble home. Everything is wonderful, hunky-dory right there. But you can also check us out on Stitcher and Spreaker now. We are all over the place here on the Baltimore Sports Free For All. The Baltimore Sports Free For All podcast on Facebook and at BSportsFree, the number four all. We are rolling. The Maryland Terrapin women are rolling right now. They are the Big Ten regular season champions after knocking off Penn State. When I say knocking off, it was quite the drubbing over the Penn State women. I mean, come on. They really had no chance from this game in the get-go. Maryland pretty much won the game at the start. 10-0 run they started the game off with. And right now, they just seem like they cannot be stopped. They have won 19 straight games, still have not lost since early December. That is, I stress that all the time, but it's still, here we are, late February, and early December was the last time they lost. It was before, we were still Christmas shopping when the Maryland Terrapin women lost the last time, okay? Breonna Jones, 17 points against the Penn State Nittany Lions, 65-34, your final score. And Maryland is now on top of the Big Ten. They are on top of the world right now, and they are the number one seed going into the Big Ten tournament. Number one, all right? And they could be only the third team in Big Ten history to go undefeated in the Big Ten. And that speaks volumes for a team who has their inaugural season. It's like them saying, coming out with a statement and coming out and saying, here we are. That is what the Maryland women are doing right now. They are making a bold statement here in the Big Ten, and it is a fun sight to watch. I mean, you listen to the Baltimore Sports Free For All podcast, and you hear us talk about the women sometimes over the men. We definitely did it when the men were on the skids and the women were the ones that were rolling. And I really don't like the whole gender disparity in sports. Women over men over women. We can look at history and see how it started with the whole preferring man sport over women's sport, because men have just been in sport longer and have a deeper history than women. And, I mean, come on. I think it's time we hit a reset button here and we start liking, you know, different other sports. I mean, come on. The biggest attraction in UFC right now is a woman. It's not a man. It's a woman. Ronda Rousey, okay? So we can have different opinions about our preferences in sports, but hey, I like women. I like to see women compete. Sue me. But the Maryland Terrapin women, number one seed in the Big Ten, we shall see what they do. Breonna Jones, on fire.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Pitchers and catchers have reported for spring training. Yes, it seems like only yesterday when I was seeing Jeremy Guthrie wearing the These O's Ain't Royal shirt. And that's kind of a play on words to a saying of a slang saying that's not so nice, but that's for another day. I actually still like Jeremy Guthrie, okay? I'm in the minority here for Baltimore sports fans as saying that I think Jeremy Guthrie was underrated. He was an underrated pitcher here. His win-loss total was not so good here, but at the same time, his ERA was pretty good. And the guy just never got any run support. I thought he just got a bad rap, and it was good to see him on another team being successful with the Kansas City Royals. However, we all know how that turned out, and it was the Baltimore Orioles who were swept in the American League Championship Series. It just seemed like it was the Orioles' time, and then all of a sudden they just hit a wall, hit a buzzsaw. It was the Kansas City Royals who then hit a buzzsaw themselves. And now, it's a time to reset in spring training. The Orioles did not make too many offseason moves, and it seems like they're not going to be making any big splashes. There's not going to be a Nelson Cruz-type signing this year. And it's hard to imagine this team being worse than what they were last year. But it seems to be a little difficult to say they're going to be better, but at the same time, they are getting Matt Wieters back. Hopefully he can stay healthy this year, because the guy, before he went down last year, was having pretty much a career couple of weeks. The guy was, you know, hitting over 300. He seemed to have found the long ball. And, of course, his defensive play is still top-notch among catchers in the league. Everybody talks about Matt Wieters being in that elite club of catchers with Buster Posey. And then you got Manny Machado, the guy you had for not a long time last season. The guy had to deal with suspensions, had to deal with one injury, then he had to deal with another injury, and he was coming off of an injury from the year prior where he was an ugly collision at first base. And now the guy seems to have redemption in his mind this year. That is one way I can say about Manny Machado. But another guy that needs to have redemption is Ubaldo Jimenez. Jimenez signed a four-year, $50 million contract. Didn't live up to that contract last year. He was 6-9 with a 4.81 ERA. 77 walks. It's just, you can't do that. And he eventually lost his starting position, got moved to the bullpen, was not even on the roster for the American League Championship Series. So the man fell on hard times. He is now competing for a starting rotation spot with Kevin Gausman, Wei-Yin Chen, Miguel Gonzalez, Chris Tillman, and Bud Norris. So he's got big shoes that he's got to fill, and he's got a little bit of competition right there. And I just don't know if Mr. Ubaldo can get a starting position in this rotation, because just those guys I just mentioned, they all had good seasons last year. And looking at Ubaldo Jimenez, he just fell by the wayside. Just seemed like he was a waste of money, a four-year, $50 million contract, 3 years left on that. Still a lot of money and years to swallow for Ubaldo Jimenez. The guy, though, says that he's ready. He wants to be better. He's moved past last season. The guy says, I'm going to be better this year. You can count on it. And hopefully his attitude can improve, and the attitude that he has can translate into better production on the mound, because right now the guy has control issues that he saw last year with the walks, and he just seemed like he showed flashes of dominance, and then all of a sudden by the wayside just fell. And I'm looking at Buck Showalter, and the guy says that Ubaldo looks pretty impressive from what he's seen right now in spring training. Hopefully he can, you know, pick it up, keep the pace going, because anybody can look impressive in spring training. Jake Fox looked impressive in spring training. Look what happened to him. Where is he? Do you know? Maybe. But at the same time, Ubaldo Jimenez is one guy I've got my eyes on this year in spring training. I'm looking at Manny Machado and what can he do to rebound from his injury. And then Matt Wieters, what he can do to rebound from his injury. And what can he do in a contract year? Can he play up to the level of the money that he wants? Last season he was, but he just couldn't keep it going. So looking at all of those guys that I just mentioned, and when you look also at spring training, look at the prospects that we have. Dylan Bundy is coming back, and don't look now, but look at Hunter Harvey. The guy generated a lot of buzz when he was doing his bullpen sessions in spring training, and lo and behold, the guy at 20 years old seems to be an impressive prospect. I don't know if he's going to get called up this year, but if he does, he might be a part of a September call-up. I'm going to be tuning in. I'm going to be watching. Keep an eye out for Hunter Harvey. Dylan Bundy, I think, is getting called up this year, and that just makes you wonder, who's going to be the odd man out in the starting rotation? Is it going to be Gausman, Norris, Gonzalez? I don't think it's going to be Chen. I don't think it's going to be Tillman. So when you look at those three guys, it's going to be between Gausman, Norris, and Gonzalez, and those three guys need to keep their starting position, because if they don't, they're going to lose to Dylan Bundy later on, and we'll see what Bundy does coming up after coming from Tommy John surgery. I could see this rotation is going to be very interesting going into the 2015 season and opening day, and it's going to be interesting to see where that rotation lies come All-Star break. It could very well change by then. So we need to see more from the Baltimore Orioles in spring training. We need to see how they have improved as a team, because overall in the offseason they did not get any acquisitions of note. So now they have to be better as a team. Individually, each individual needs to be better for the team. Can they do that? Can Chris Davis, you know, rough year for that guy. Very, very rough year for Chris Davis. Can he rebound? Can he get past his PED suspension? He won't be able to do it opening day. He's still technically suspended. They needed to win at least one game to get him back in the ALCS for opening day. They couldn't. He is suspended for opening day. He won't be able to start the season with the club, so now he's got to wait one more day for his redemption, a PED suspension. Before that, he was having not a very good year compared to the year before that. And with Chris Davis now, the production needs to step up, because this guy has come off of, you know, an embarrassing situation, and the eyes are all on him. Eyes are on Manny Machado. Eyes are on Matt Wieters. Eyes are on Hunter Harvey and Ubaldo Jimenez, the rest of starting rotation. Spring training, it's an exciting time, but it's also a worrying time here for Major League Baseball in the Baltimore Orioles.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Well, it finally happened. The fight of the century is on this century. Yeah. It only took about 5 years for this fight to be worked out, probably longer than that. It seems like the Pacquiao-Mayweather argument has been going on for many years, even prior to that. It seems like since I graduated high school that people have been talking about Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather Jr. Getting it on in the ring. But it's going to happen May 2nd in Las Vegas, and I guess fight fans are very, very excited about this one. This could very well be the last super fight that boxing has for a long, long time, because other than Pacquiao Mayweather, what has been the discussion in boxing the last couple of years? Really nothing. It's just that two weight classes are the ones that matter. That's welterweight and super welterweight. Those are the ones that people talk about. I mean, come on. There was a heavyweight title fight televised for free, if you have cable, on ESPN a couple months ago. There was a heavyweight title fight, and nobody watched it. And as a matter of fact, that title fight did worse in the ratings for ESPN than what they normally air in that time slot. So, yeah, it's boxing falling by the wayside. It's become a cliche statement to say that boxing is dying whenever you talk about these kind of things. But when you're going to look at the numbers for Pacquiao and Mayweather live on pay-per-view, yes, pay-per-view is still a thing, despite the fact that on-demand programming is here and here to stay and video streaming. Pay-per-view still has a little bit of clout for the cable companies out there and for boxing and everything else out there. But Mayweather and Pacquiao, everybody talking about this fight, people want to know why it wasn't happening, and everyone wanted to blame one person, and then finger-pointing Bob Arum as this guy, you know, Floyd Mayweather's ducking Pacquiao, wants him to take a drug test, wants 60% of the fight purse, wants everything else that, you know, on a silver platter. And Pacquiao finally agreed and delivered, and Bob Arum finally agreed and delivered. And now we see the contract right there with Floyd Mayweather's signature along with Manny Pacquiao. And then you have to look at how this fight is going to play out. And I couldn't help but notice that both of those guys are well past 35. Pacquiao is 36. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is 38. Just turned 38. And you look at this fight, definitely should have happened about 5 years ago. And you look at this, you look at the tail of the tape about Manny Pacquiao. Floyd Mayweather has definitely slowed down in his last couple of fights. Meanwhile, Manny Pacquiao has won three consecutive fights since getting knocked out by Juan Manuel Marquez. It was just an ugly knockout that not even Pacquiao's trainers wanted the cameras to see. They were getting the cameras out of Pacquiao's face as his unconscious carcass lies on the canvas. But at the same time, though, Manny Pacquiao has rebounded from that knockout, won three consecutive fights, and now it's going to be Pacquiao and Mayweather. Mayweather, I don't know about this fight. It's going to be a real big test for both fighters. That's why people wanted this fight in the first place, because they know that one can complement the other. Mayweather has the speed, Pacquiao has the power, and you just wonder, even though Pacquiao hasn't knocked anybody out since 2009, this fight can go either way. You can't even predict this fight right now because there's just so many variables and so many different things to watch here. And it all depends on how they train, obviously. And Floyd Mayweather, how he can maybe pick up his step a little bit. Manny Pacquiao, try not to be too aggressive and go for the knockout blow that he hasn't seen in 5 years. I don't know about this fight. Pacquiao, Mayweather, tell me who wins. I'm just playing. Yeah, I was kind of hoping for this fight 5 years ago. I'll go to a bar and watch it, maybe pay like a small cover charge. But I'll tell you this, I'm not paying $60 to watch this fight. Or was it, I don't know, what are pay-per-view rates nowadays for boxing? I know before WWE went full network, theirs was $60. So maybe boxing, I want to say, I thought I saw one time it was like $90. I mean, just for a fight card that you see, you got a bunch of undercards that you wouldn't even really care about. You're like, who is this guy? I don't know this guy. But at the same time, this is a chance for them to get a little bit of a push here because they're the ones competing in the spotlight of Pacquiao Mayweather. They're the ones on the card. They're the ones who maybe could be the next rising stars in boxing, because boxing needs that right now, because all you're talking about is Pacquiao and Mayweather, and that's it. So my prediction for the fight, you know what? I'm going to go with the fact that unbeatens eventually fall. Empires eventually fall. Yes, Floyd Mayweather will get the one in his column right there instead of the goose egg, and he'll have that illustrious one that he's been dodging pretty much his entire career, and it's going to happen right there on May 2nd. I guess you could put that in the bank, but I'm not betting on this fight. I don't bet on boxing. I don't bet on any type of sport that I have no way of influencing with my skill. It's just simply luck and how you bet things and look at things. But hey, this has been fun for this solo edition of the Baltimore Sports Free For All. I mean, yeah, definitely. I should do this more often. I mean, even though, sorry, Josh, I'm taking over the show. It is mine, the Baltimore Sports Free For All. All the money that you put into it, this is my show. I'm taking over. I am running it. I get all the proceeds. You get nothing. No, I'm just playing, Josh. I'll see you next week, buddy. Until then, this is another edition of the Baltimore Sports Free For All. I am Ray Atkinson. Josh Hall will be back next week. We will see you all. The Baltimore Sports Free For All.